to help you get set up with your Simplero settings. This is going to be everything that you need to just get started, get your business rolling. If you wanted to learn more about your settings and everything that you can do within that field of Simplero, then you'll want to check out our guides at help.simplero.com. So you're going to go to your settings, you're going to go to account, and the first thing you want to go ahead and do is set up your account name if you haven't done so already, and you can add in a tagline. The next area that you want to make sure is filled out is your currencies. So you're going to select your primary currency, and then if you want to be able to select payment in any other currency, go ahead and select this add currency button and select which one you would like to add to the list. You want to go ahead and make sure that your time zone and your language are set correctly. There are some options in the system where you can send emails based off of your recipient's time zone or your time zone. So you want to make sure that this is accurate here. Of course, you can put in your company name, address, all of that information in there. The next section you want to make sure you have filled out before getting started is this email contact information section. These are going to be your default settings for broadcasts. So you can change these within the list or product, even within the broadcast itself, if you want to. So say you have a specific email address that you use for a specific product, you could change that. But these are going to be your default settings. So if you don't make those changes, where do you want all your emails to show as if they were coming from? Where do you want all those replies to go to? And who do you want it to say it's from? So go ahead and fill that out. You also want to pay attention to this box here about the reader's name. Simplero is set up so that if you use the coding to insert the person's first name into the email broadcast, and we have not been provided with that name when they registered for your list or your order form, then we are going to just say hello reader instead of hello first name. And so if you wanted to say something different, you can change that in this field here. Scrolling down, the next section you want to make sure that is set up is this opt-in checkbox form. So on any order form, it will always have a field that will say, do you want to join the mailing list, get more information, that sort of thing. And so you can set whether or not it's defaulted to being checked or not. And then you choose which list is your house list, your main list. So when people say, yes, they want to join your mailing list, what list is it that they're going to be added to? So that's what you can select here. These other areas, support tickets, MailChimp integration, those are all things that you can find more about in our guides section. And then we do have a terms section here. So if that is something that you need to utilize for your business, you've got the option here. So you can either put in a URL to general terms or you can type them in yourself. So either way. So once you've put all that in, go ahead and save your changes. The next thing that you want to make sure is set up before you start selling anything is going to be your payment processors. So we're going to click over there. And we do have bank transfer, cash, and manual payment processors that are already going to be set up in your account. You can choose to enable them or disable them. And then you can add whatever payment processors you want to use. So if you click on add a payment processor, automatically it's going to give you the option for Stripe or PayPal. And then you can go down here to other payment processors and you can see the long list of all the other ones that we have available to us. So a couple notes about these. If you're setting up payment plans where somebody's going to be or subscription pricing, where somebody's going to be paying you every month a set dollar amount. If you have Stripe set up, they will be able to do that. So once they go in, they're going to order, they're going to pay $50 a month, let's say. So they select to pay with Stripe, they put in their credit card information. That information is then going to be stored every month on that date. Stripe is going to process that for you and collect that $50 to that card number that's already in the system. If, however, you don't have something like Stripe set up and you're using PayPal, PayPal is not able to automatically take out that payment. And so what will happen instead is they will be issued an invoice letting them know that they owe you $50. It'll have a link. They can click on that link. They can go in and make that payment. but it will not be automatic the way that Stripe would. So it's really important that you make sure that you note that for yourself. So we do recommend using Stripe if you are looking to set up payment plans or subscription pricing and want that automatic payment versus having to invoice them every month. So once you have all your payment processors set up, then you'll be able to control them. Here you can disable them or edit them if you need to. And so those are that. The next area that you want to go ahead and pop over to is your colors and graphics. This is where you'll be able to set all of your branding so that everything looks like you. So right now my settings here that you see are default Simplero colors. So you're just going to go in and you can change those color codes, or you can select the color as well as changing your text font. Couple things to note here when you see this text color. If you were to change this color here to be, say, let's pick blue, my text color is going to show blue when my users see it. However, when I'm typing my broadcast, it's going to look black. And then when you send the preview or send out that broadcast, it will be in that blue color or whatever you've set here. So you just want to make sure that you note that, that if you are changing your default text color, it might look black when you're typing it, but once the email goes out, it will change to that default color. So you'll want to remember that. You've got all kinds of options here. You can change your menu colors, your background colors. There is a guide here on adding this home link up in the navigation that's up at the top here. You can also add in some graphic elements if you want. And so really you can customize this to fit your brand. You can either even do some custom CSS if you would like, and add tracking codes. You also have the option down here at the bottom to remove the Powered by Simplero branding. But of course we would love to encourage you to join up with our Simplero affiliate program, and have that be connected there so that you can earn a little bit of affiliate money. So that is those. These other areas, such as your plan and billing, taxes, administrators, integrations, email domains, even changing your URL, you're going to be able to find all the information about that in our guides section. But these are the areas that you want to make sure that you've got ready to go before you even sell your first product in Simplero. If you have any questions, you can always reach out via the help link at the bottom here, and our support team is happy to help you.